At this time of the year, where I live on this earth, the nights are getting longer and the days shorter. For some people, these long nights are very dark, sometimes frightening, while short days make others gloomy. In many spiritual traditions, the night is actually used for prayer and meditation. In the silence of the night, our senses are much less stimulated than during the day. There is less to see, less to hear, less to smell, less to feel. We naturally turn inward. We become still and come in touch with everything around us in a different way. We feel connected with our hearts. Especially at this time, when we feel such a great need for light and peace, we can expand our hearts in that silence. With every inhalation and exhalation, we feel our hearts. First, we become aware that we ourselves are in our hearts. And then we expand our hearts so that our family and friends, our partners, children, brothers, sisters, parents, grandparents, and grandchildren can all enter. Fortunately, we can expand our heart even further because it is so flexible that we can embrace all the people on our street, in our neighborhood, in our village, or in our city. And then we can expand our hearts even further, embracing all the people in our country, on our earth. As the Buddha said, make your heart as big as the world. A rabbi once asked his students if they could tell when night ended and day began. They gave all sorts of answers. That you could see the difference between a dog and a horse in the distance. That you could see the difference between an oak tree and an olive tree in the distance. That you could see the lines in your hand again. And each time the rabbi replied, no, that is not the right answer. His students were driven to despair and asked him what the answer then was. He replied, it is daytime when you can see in the face of every person that you encounter that they are your brother or sister. Until then, it is still nighttime. What a wonderful encouragement to create enough space in our hearts for everyone and everything to fit in. How will you live that in the coming period?